I've been listening to Fire Out of Smith Soil Road. They finally got that under control, from what I believe. Anyhow, you'll hear a lot of fire news for any local fires that happen in this area. As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate a net control on this repeater. Please visit Amron.com to learn about the Amron protocol for emergencies, and visit the Amron YouTube page as a great source for staying up to date with emergency communications, ladies' radio equipment reviews, and digital communications. Explore and define your communication skills, my friends, now more than ever. As you see, yes, even net control stations have a little tongue flipper sometime. I guess that's what I'll call it. Okay, so stand by. All right, this is week 231 of the Amron Net. Amron stands for the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. I spell Amron A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. Further, that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. That is GMRS FRS 3, MERS Channel 3, CB Channel 3, and Ham Simplex 146.420. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio, off the repeater, and participate at the end of this net. That practice is off the repeaters so that you can hear who is in your area. And we'll give you more information about that closer to the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Amron, please visit Amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local Amron webpage at www.soamron.com for local information, as well as early check-in form located on the main page. For Amron or radio or any questions that are not answered during this net or on the website, and to sign up for the Amron Intelligence Brief via email, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Once again, that email is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. We are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. All right, I'm going to give you the Amron Net Word of the Week. And this is to help with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages. It's important for all radio operators at all levels in times of emergency. The word is a Bible verse, and you do not have to repeat it at check-in if you choose not to. To save time, it is not open for discussion. Thank you. Okay, write this down. The net word of the week is Zechariah 4:10. I say again, that word of the week is Zechariah 4:10. I spell that Z-E-C-H-A-R-I-A-H and figures 4:10. Zechariah 4:10. All right, let's lighten it up a little bit. The dad jokes. There's just one for the week, and that is, ready for this? I hurt myself measuring radio frequencies. It still mega hurts. I know. Don't shoot me. It's okay. All right, the radio joke of the week. Instead of the mom joke, I put in a radio joke. And it is, today I saw an ad that said, radio for sale, $1, volume stuck on full. I thought, I can't turn that down. Oh, boy. Okay, the radio trivia of the week is, Lee DeForest is considered one of the fathers of radio broadcasting and is credited with pioneering wireless audio transmission. In 1908, he broadcast music from the top of the Eiffel Tower, making him the first radio DJ in history. I thought that was pretty cool information. All right, let's get back to business. The order of the net is as follows. First, we'll take announcements. Then I'll go to check-ins. Then we'll do online check-in confirmations and late check-ins and visitors. Then I'll read the Ameron Intelligence Brief. Then we'll do the Channel 3 project as the net closes. And then right after that, I will take any discussions or questions you all might have. So let's go to announcements. Ladies first, please. Karen, 359, are you there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
You are loud and clear. Go ahead, my friend.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion. We support one another and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to net control.
That's awesome, Karen. Thank you. And I love the Patriot Ladies. A lot of good information and a lot of good things going on there. So thanks again. That's information that everybody can use. All right, let's go to the Illinois Valley with Craig 605. Are you there?
WRPJ 605.
Craig, you're coming in just fine at the repeater. Go ahead.